Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he covers the Tulane Green Wave, does a great job for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, also publisher of thewavereport.com, Gary Smith. Gary, I know you're preparing for a game this coming Friday as Tulane plays Florida, but then, bang, you got this transfer portal stuff, and that kind of muddies the water a little bit as you're preparing for it. Tulane has officially announced 7 signees. T.J. Finley was a guy, the quarterback, and man, I got to know him when he was at Ponchatoula, then he comes to LSU, and then Auburn, and then Texas State, and then Western Kentucky. So this is his 5th go around. Were you surprised that that's the direction they went to first with T.J. Finley?
Yes, a little, but no, I'm not. I'm actually not surprised because I already knew that that was the direction they were going into. But I am surprised that they wanted to go in that direction. We'll see how it works out. I mean, obviously, they have a pretty dang good track record at quarterback, and they're very confident that with a run first system and play action and stuff like that, the same thing that worked for Darian Mensah, who left Tulane as the 6th most efficient passer in the country, that T.J. Finley can have a lot more success than he really kind of did anywhere he's been. He had really good numbers at Texas State last year, but then they recruited over him and basically forced him to leave. It's interesting. 5 schools in 6 years. He says he thinks he has 2 years of eligibility left. But yeah, it's not done yet either. I mean, John Sumrall clearly stated on Saturday that he wants to bring in 2 quarterbacks that have started in college and another one that hasn't, you know, that has played in college but may not have started. So I don't think it's now over and T.J. Finley is the definitive starter. But clearly he's a guy they believe they can win with.
Well, he just got off with us and he basically said that. I'll say you this, Gary. You'll now find a bigger quarterback than him. Man, that dude is big. You talk about it. Man, he's built like a defensive end.
If you remember, when he arrived at LSU, he weighed north of 260 pounds. He lost about 25 pounds during COVID. But 6'7", 235, that range, he is a big dude. I did notice at Texas State last year, he got sacked 29 times. That's a lot of sacks. I don't know their system. I don't have any idea what the offensive line was like. But, if you're going on size, he's going to win any contest anywhere.
And he got a rifle. Man, can he throw it. He's just got to be more accurate with his throws. On the defensive side, the one guy that stuck out to me, Ty Cooper, who was at Mississippi State, played sort of that linebacker slot. I'm sure they're going to use him as a rush in with the green wave, because I think that's what he can do very well.
Yeah, and shout out to Ty Cooper, because I texted five of these guys, and he's the one guy that returned my call today. So he's already my favorite of the transfers. I'm just kidding there, but I was able to reach him. There's a guy who was a all SEC academic selection at Mississippi State. You know, his numbers haven't been spectacular there. This year was his best year in 4 years. He had 29 tackles, but he's a player. They envision him as a rush end at the position they call Bandit. He's really, really excited to come to Tulane, because I feel like he feels like he's been underutilized a little bit in his career, and he's expecting to have a huge, he's a grad student, he's coming in, and he's expecting to have a huge impact next year.
They got to have a connection at Florida Atlantic, and you signed a running back and a receiver from there.
Yeah.
So there is somebody on that staff that has tried to recruit those guys that has that connection to Florida Atlantic, and them signing Zaberi Mobley, the running back from Florida Atlantic, and Omari. Hayes.
Yeah, the wide receiver.
From there. And last year, I watched him play. I think he caught almost 40 passes there, three or four touchdowns, almost 600 yards in receptions. So that helps. And Coach Summerall just brought up to us that he was looking to add to the wide receiver group.
Hayes. His numbers again. Everything went wrong at Florida Atlantic this year. It was kind of hard to figure. They weren't supposed to win the conference, but they were supposed to be in the fourth, fifth range, and they were just terrible this year. But he has a ton of talent. Tulane, you want to talk about opening? All three of Tulane's productive wide receivers this year are not coming back next year. They're all seniors, so they need to hit the portal hard at that position. John Summerall said as much again on Saturday, and certainly Omari Hayes. They want to do better than they did last year. They brought in two guys. They brought in a guy from Central Florida and a guy from Idaho, who then exited at the end of spring drills after not making much of an impact. I don't think Omari Hayes is that kind of player. I think he can be a big time producer for Tulane.
Gary, the last couple games for Tulane, they got away from what won for them early, and that was running the football, controlling the clock, and stopping the run. And they got gashed in the rushing game.
They didn't stop
any of that. And almost like they unplugged. I think they got away from the running game a little too quick, to be honest with you. Because, you say, man, I got to get back in this. I got to throw the football. But that's not what you built around. You really built around running the ball and controlling the clock. If they got a chance here against Florida, they've got to be able to run the football, and they've got to stop that three-headed monster that the Gators have in the backfield.
No doubt. And, I think one advantage Tulane might have in this game is how seriously is Florida treating this game. I know they had another player enter the transfer portal today. I'm not sure an SEC team coming off huge, massive wins at the end of the year is going to be as motivated going into this game as Tulane will be. But it's a massive challenge, no matter how you look at it. Because you're right, Tulane really didn't do anything well in those last two games. It was just so uncharacteristic. They were, to your point, Tulane was second in the nation in time of possession to Army going into those last two games, and barely possessed the ball at all in either one of those games. And you're right, Mekhi Hughes has to be a huge factor in this game. Due to Barnes, they need to win first down against Florida, because Florida 19 sacks in their last three games this year against LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State. You don't want to get in second and long and third and long against that team, or it spells trouble.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was talking to Coach Summerall about this, and I'll get your thoughts on Ty Thompson. He came here from Oregon. He was going to be the man, okay? He was going to be the starting quarterback. And then he goes through the deals, and all of a sudden, a young redshirt freshman beats him out. He could have sat and sulked about it. And yet, they built a package. He did play a role. Mm-hmm. It was a supplemental role, but still a role. Now, he's in a strange position now. I think he wants to still play quarterback. They're going to give him that shot in this game. It's a showcase game for him. Because I think a lot of people would like him, but might not necessarily be at quarterback, to be honest with you. Might be more as a receiver or flex tight end. Mm-hmm. But it shows a lot about his character that he didn't bolt, that he stayed here and said, you know what, I'm going to play the game.
Right, and you could tell that from day one because, look, clearly he came to Tulane to be the starting quarterback. He was so frustrated. He was the number 10 rated high school player in the country at any position coming out of high school. He spent 3 years never starting a game at Oregon, only playing mop-up duty. He was devastated, and you wouldn't have known it. He was bouncing around the field really from day one after Darian Mensah was named the starter. They did create that package for him. He was successful in it. I love John Summerall saying that if you take this zip code, you're not going to find a better athlete than Ty Thompson. This guy, he's 230 pounds and 6'4" and can run. Tulane, I think Tulane, obviously with Tulane's plans in the offseason, Tulane does not see him as their starting quarterback next year. If he were to stay, he would have to compete for the job, and he wouldn't be the favorite to win it. Like you said, that might be the case at a lot of other schools, and this is a chance for him to change that belief. If he can come out and have a fantastic game against Florida, whether it's at Tulane or more likely somewhere else, he may get that chance that he's been craving his whole career.
I got to salute him because I'll be honest with you. Yeah. A lot of people would not have done what that young man did.
90% of people would have sulked after coming with his credentials, with his press clippings coming out of high school, getting beaten out by a guy who had never played and was a two-star recruit, who Willie Fritz didn't even bother trying to bring to Houston with him, by the way, when he went to Houston. let's get that out there. He handled it. That when John Summerall says he loves this guy and can't wait to see him play and hopes for his success, he means every word of it.
Gary, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's been a hugely busy week for you, and I hate to break it to you. It ain't going to get no better.
It ain't, and I'm on my way to the airport in 30 minutes because I'm actually headed to Florida today to get there for tomorrow. So, I was expecting I had to rush my packing job because I've been working all day.
Gary, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All righty. Gary Smith, who covers the Tulane Greenway, beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, also publisher of thewavereport.com. Charlie, for LSU and Tulane, this is not going to finish. This transfer portal, we're going to run this to the end of the month.
Just confirming here, it closes on the 28th?
28th.
Yeah, so we have 11 more days of craziness. So stay tuned.
And there's a part two in the spring.
Yeah, you're right.
And so
the post spring football portal opens up as well.
Oh, but, goodness.
I mean, we kind of hit on it with Gary there. Like the spots that they've already added, the spots where they still need to add. I mean, Tulane's got some holes that they're going to have to fill for the 2025 roster. And Gary brought up a great point because, I mean, all the receivers that are leaving for him too, like Dante Fleming, Mario Williams, like all the production that they had there, not going to be there next year.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll get a healthy Preston.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he can come back. We saw a little bit of it late in the year.